A more than 200-year-old tree in Pittsford was cut down Tuesday after a fungal infection compromised it. WXXI's Caitlin White spoke to some residents about what the tree meant to them.
This goes back, you know, way before the post-World War II development of the suburbs, when you had farms, but you had the commercial and cultural core of Pittsford was in the village. So it was right at the heart of things.
The final day the tree stood in Copper Beach Park, it finally felt like spring. It was the kind of day that gets people out on the sidewalks to feel the sunlight on their skin again.
It's been here for as long as I've been here. Whenever my friends and I would come here, we'd always get food here and eat under the tree.
Like
yeah.
Right now?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. We'd always eat under the tree.
It was the kind of tree that makes you feel small, with sturdy branches asking to be climbed. And it could almost make you forget that your body has grown since the last time you scaled a tree.
There is something about the presence of a magnificent old tree like this that elevates the human spirit in one way or another.
The tree is in the Pittsford town logo. It's been around since at least 1840, if not longer. It's almost as old as the Erie Canal it sat near.
The size and the branches, each one could tell a story of different episodes in the development of the village.
But as trees often do, it developed a fungus that rots from the roots to the trunk and from the inside out. And while the tree itself may be missing from State Street now, in about 3 years, its saplings will be ready to plant around town. Caitlin White, WXXI News.